It's not unusual for governments that are authoritarian, that lack popular legitimacy through a vote, to blame foreigners for citizens' discontent. It's nothing unusual, so I don't have a theory as to why. I would also say that over the years, accusations have surfaced more than once that when citizens are making demands about political reform, improvement of the democratic basis of Hong Kong's political framework, that this is the work of foreigners, and frankly, it's insulting to Hong Kong people that they don't know, don't have their own views about the fact that they want a democratic basis for their own government.
So these allegations specifically regarding NED's work in Hong Kong, they're not exactly new?
No, they're not exactly new. If you go and do a file search or however it's done in modern times, you'll see many allegations that foreign organizations that have offices there, one of NED's partner organizations, you know, one of what we call it a core institute, it's an institution that was founded to be part of the NED family's work to support Democrats' efforts all over the world, NDI, has had lots of negative press in Hong Kong. You can, if you want to find it, you can look for a Madeleine Albright, who's the chairman of the board, has had to issue a statement, I can't remember the year, it was sometime within the last decade, clarifying that the right to receive and impart information across international borders is part of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. In fact, it's in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So on the basis of all governments' international commitments, you know, all governments are signatories to the UN Declaration of Human Rights by virtue of being part of the United Nations, commit to basic freedoms, and that includes cooperation among groups across borders to promote freedom of expression, to promote open discussion of political frameworks. And, you know, NDI has been trying to support that effort in Hong Kong in a very open way. But from time to time, various media use insidious language to imply that they have ferreted out secret information. Well, where did they get it from? Our website. I'm sorry to say that I think this is an easy call to show that information that is freely available on American organizations' website should not be reported as a discovery or uncovering information or revealing or leaking, or, you know, revealing information. It's being revealed by us ourselves.
Now, have these allegations, the latest ones, actually hurt the work that NED and its partners are doing in Hong Kong now in any way? Have any individuals and organizations, for example, started to say that, oh, they're thinking twice about working with NED and its partners?
As is true in other parts of the world, many people working for democratic change or to improve the democratic political culture or political institutions in their country, they know they will be subject to accusations of being agents of foreigners when they have foreign cooperation. Now, in trade, in commerce, in international relations, in scientific cooperation, in government-to-government relations on climate change or sea fisheries or any other issue, it's quite normal to have cooperation with foreign institutions. The same thing is true of civic groups. It is very normal, legitimate for all groups to have cooperation with other groups that share their goals around the world. Those groups that have asked NED for support and to which our board has agreed to give grants, or in the case of NDI, when NDI opens an office and provides help with organizing seminars in those cases, for example, or in the case of the Hong Kong Trade Union, when there is support for the basic organizing work of a free trade union to support workers' rights. In all those cases, they know that there's a risk of being called a foreign agent, but they still say, look, international cooperation is legitimate. So the risk is always hanging over their heads to be falsely accused of being a foreign agent, and yet they still pursue international cooperation. So nobody regrets their choice. I haven't heard of such a thing.